Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
We're talking about the Browns' quarterback plan and just holding it up against their own words leading into the draft, starting with Jimmy Haslam 6 or 7 weeks ago, where Jimmy said, you know, we're not going to force it at quarterback. I think it kind of depends on how you look at it. I will say one part of the quarterback plan that could age really, really poorly is just asset management. In a year's time, if none of the three young quarterbacks either play this year or look playable when they do play, we are going to say, for a team with a lot of holes, you spent 2 fifth-rounders and a third-rounder on three quarterbacks who didn't do diddly squat. I think that will be something that won't age well if none of these guys look at least decent if they do play.
And that's like the worst outcome imaginable, right? I mean, obviously there's another outcome that you have a franchise quarterback and all you spent was a third and 2 fifths. Yes. There's also another outcome where you leave this thing and maybe you spent a third and 2 fifths. Maybe they're not great, but one of them's your backup quarterback for that future quarterback you have. I don't think that's the end of the world. It's not great to spend a third rounder on that. But like, there's so many ways you can look at this. I look at it more like I like them taking as many darts thrown at the dartboard as you possibly can and just not laying down.
I think the Kenny Pickett thing is the thing we're going to be cursing the most in a year's time. I think if Shador or Dylan play this year,
I think the Gabriel one will be the one that we curse the most.
I think if both guys play this year and look rough, we're just going to go, well, yeah, they're rookies, and they were a third and fifth round pick.
Yeah, but like Pickett's a fifth round pick, right? In my mind, I'm attaching more to Gabriel because it was that third round pick.
Well, but at least with Gabriel, and again, I'm not defending the Gabriel pick. You know how much I hated it and still don't love it, no matter if the young man himself just personally seems like a really awesome kid. Like, I get it from why they drafted him, because he does seem like just a really nice, down-to-earth, relatable kid, much like Mason Graham, but Kenny's going to be gone in a year. Like, Kenny's a zero-sum game specific to this year. You either take the job or get the job at some point in the year and play well enough to be here next year, or you're going to be on your fourth team in 3 years. Fourth team in 4 years in next year, you know?
Yeah, no, I do know. I think even if they fail out and it's a third and 2 fifths and everything goes poorly, I think the knowledge acquisition that you get with the idea that Stefanski just doesn't know what he's doing, that's worth it alone, is it not? You hated how I used knowledge acquisition there.
Okay.
I could tell you didn't like that.
Are you a thought partner?
You didn't like the knowledge acquisition line.
Be honest right now.
I don't know where it came from.
Are you a secret thought partner?
Maybe too much Stefanski and Barry over this past week. I just listened to too much of their press conferences. I don't know. I don't know where that one came from. The moment I said it, I said, oh, he's not going to like that.
It'd be great if all of a sudden, like in Scooby-Doo, Peter Lynn just ripped off the mask and he was Paul DePodesta.
What's funny?
This was when we found out. I would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for you darn afternoon drives.
What's funny is that it's not that you mind necessarily like you're the guy that used obfuscate as a word in a real sentence. Like, you don't mind that. It's just the comboing up of two very, very common words thrown together in that sequence.
I mean, I think it's just knowledge
acquisition.
Actually, what I think triggers me the most is listen, guys, we look at the third and fifth round picks spent on this as being worthy of knowledge acquisition. And it's just like,
I can run a company based off knowledge acquisition.
Okay.
Acquisition.
This is a pass or fail league, bub. All right? It's not, well, you gained more information, right? Well, thank God. No NFL owner has ever been like, well, listen, we lost our ass this year, but at least we've got information.
You're not losing your ass, though. That's the difference. A third and two-fifths to find out that Kevin Stefanski can't coach quarterbacks is well worth it.
But to me, it's three quarterbacks. Sorry, it's three picks. Three picks all in the same draft. That is substantial.
If the difference there is it cost you a third and two-fifths to find out Stefanski can't coach these guys up, so you move off of him and you get somebody else to get the keys to the Ferrari that you take in 2026, then that's worth it to me.
Now, I tend to think they're not forcing it. The Dylan Gabriel thing feels a little bit like forcing it, but I understand. If you drop each quarterback into specific buckets, you've got the veteran quarterback, the failsafe, Joe Flacco, then you've got the reclamation project and Kenny Pickett, and then you do have two quarterbacks in one bucket, but that's okay. Again, if you don't have a quarterback, take as many stabs as you can, and then it's, two quarterbacks in the rookie bucket. So I don't think it's technically forcing it, even though I still really don't care for the Dylan Gabriel pick. But Aditi Kinkabwala went on her sister station in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. And obviously, Aditi was at the NFL Network. She was the across the AFC North reporter.
She did Browns pregame sidewise for years.
She's still very much plugged in with every one of the AFC North teams, but absolutely, as somebody who lives in Pittsburgh and as somebody who still does a lot of work here and there, very plugged in. Well, Aditi just went off on the Browns quarterback plan.
In walking away from a generational talent in Travis Hunter, you're saying that you're looking to 2026 for your quarterback. Why are you taking two quarterbacks in 2025? Why? If you want to take one, because you should take one every year, because you should have a developmental guy every year, and if one of them turns into your backup at some point, then wow, you're lucky. And if one of them turns into Tom Brady or Brock Purdy, well, you've hit the lottery. Okay. But two? Two? When you are looking to 2026 for your franchise quarterback, then you need to build a team that is going to support who that quarterback is.
So I just don't really I get it. And again, it's not the best asset management when the rest of the roster has so much more work to do. I mean, she went pretty hard at this, and yeah. I'm like, it's a late third round pick and a fifth round pick.
That's my response to it. It's like, if it all doesn't work out, it's a late third, it's a fifth, it's not the end of the world. Who are you taking in that fifth round, for instance, if you didn't take Shedeur Sanders? That person's likely a special teamer. It's probably a backup player at best. Like that person's not going to be an impact player. You want to argue with me about the third round? Then maybe we can have a discussion.
And that's courtesy of 93.7, The Fan in Pittsburgh. Want to give full attribution. That was on their afternoon show yesterday.
That's right, correct? The PM team, yeah.
So
she's on there weekly.
I'll just continue to go back to the idea of, like, I don't love the asset management, but, if the worst case scenarios, hey, listen, what's really important is between the three picks you pick this year and the two first rounders you have next year, at some point in those five picks, you get a franchise quarterback, right?
Yeah, and if that's the cost of getting a franchise quarterback and you really do land, and again, we don't know which one that'll end up being at this point, but if that's how you end up getting there, that's money well spent, Nick.
And you're also to the part of the point where this is the least sexy part of the plan, right? Like if next year, and this is just the framing of the Travis Hunter thing, and Aditi referring to him as a generational prospect, we'll see. All right, we've hyped up this kid so much, and everybody just drank the Kool-Aid on Travis Hunter. It's like, I'm not rooting for the kid to fail, because he seems like a good kid, seems like he's all about the right things, football and fishing, two things I happen to love. I think a fair amount of
football and fishing.
At the station happen to love, like a lot of just grown men.
There goes our fishing broadcast with him on the boat in Lake Erie.
Do you think? All right, so Dylan Gabriel's from out west. Do you think he wants to go fishing with us? Maybe that's how we build the bridge. Now we'll have to get like a nice, life jacket for him, because he's a little guy. Want to make sure he can swim.
Well, I'll bring the little.
It's not gonna be Kenny Pickett. I don't want to go fishing with Kenny Pickett.
I'll bring the little apple pouches. I bring Charlotte too. It'll be a great time.
I don't think I want to go fishing with Joe Flacco. Maybe Shedeur, but he doesn't seem like a fisherman to me. He seems like he's got.
Why do you say that? Soft hands.
Soft hands. A lot of lotion.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Don't think, maybe Travis Hunter taught him how to fish. Maybe they did like fishing expeditions together.
I feel like we would have heard about that.
Why not? They were like best friends when they were in Colorado. Maybe they, I mean, you know.
Best friends don't share every hobby.
No, doesn't mean you have to. But, you know, if you're best friends, you probably do something similar. Maybe you take one interest in what Travis Hunter enjoys so much.
Maybe it was football. Because those are the two things
Travis Hunter. Enough of a shared interest,
but
I guess.
It does feel like this is one way in which the Browns hyping of Travis Hunter is somehow boomeranged back
on
them.
It's a great point. It's the funniest part to me is that when the moment Andrew Berry calls him Otani, that all of a sudden that hype train started, kept going, and now everyone looks at him like the Otani of football, which is insane.
And I get the intrigue, I do, but this idea of like you passed up on it to do that, it's like, guys, no, they didn't pass up on him. No, they passed up on him for the chance that maybe next year the pick that they got to pass up on him helps turn into the franchise quarterback of the future. Teams do that all the damn time.
It also kind of feels like a damned if you do, damned if you don't for the Browns in this scenario. If they didn't take Shedeur Sanders and they had just taken Dylan Gabriel and your three quarterbacks was Dylan Gabriel, Joe Flacco, and Kenny Pickett, we'd be arguing about the reach that they took for Dylan Gabriel and we'd be talking about how this season is going absolutely nowhere.
There wouldn't be a quarterback controversy, though.
Certainly wouldn't.
Not for fans.
No.
It'd be all Joe Flacco.
Yeah, that's 100% true. But, like, you see how much more optimism is here. But not only that, the idea that you have more of an opportunity, whether that is even Dylan Gabriel, whoever wins out that battle is going to have a chance to showcase why they won out that battle.
And here's the thing. The Browns, if you took Travis Hunter and you went into this year with those three quarterbacks, you sure as hell wouldn't have been forcing it with Joe Flacco, Dylan Gabriel, and Kenny Pickett. No one could argue that you would be forcing it there, but you'd be putting all your chips in the basket of potentially just having to be bad enough to get a quarterback next year on your lonesome. You have two stabs at it next year, I'm not saying it's fait accompli that Jacksonville's just going to be trash and that's it. But I also think they've got as good a chance of being a top 10 pick again next year as they do of being a bottom 10 pick, right?
I mean, Gladstone's a wild card. I don't know what he's capable before we get this thing going on. He might trade the whole entire team for a couple more pieces. What do I know?
Also, he might be best served as the guy next to the guy making the decision and not the guy making the decision.
Yeah, well, he got to say F them picks. He got to make that. At 34 years old, he got to make that decision.
While having the number 5 pick. So much of how we define this quarterback plan and how it works out, yep, it is on Shedeur. Yes, yep, it is on Dylan Gabriel. Yes, it is on Kenny Pickett. But let's say this is what happened with Washington when they traded down out of the pick that was that went to New Orleans to be Ricky Williams, where the next year they had the second and third pick.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking about this today. Like, it's conceivable you could have the first and second picks next year. So you would not only have the choice to draft whatever quarterback you wanted, but if you have two of the top three picks, there's going to be at least three quarterbacks taken in the top five next year. There are so many interesting quarterbacks.
It's so early to say that, though.
I'm telling you, between Klubnik, Nussmeier.
I know the names. I know the names. But like you saw, like Dane Brugler last year at this time came out with his list for quarterbacks for the upcoming year, and it was all three quarterbacks that were taken nowhere close to the first round.
Yeah,
he had Quinn Ewers on there and Shedeur Sanders on there.
Did he not predict that there were going to be three quarterbacks taken in the first round? He got two? Huh? Partial credit?
But the two that were taken weren't any of the names on the list that he said.
Well, I think that kind of spoke to what a crappy year it was for quarterbacks. I actually think it's just a great year so far.
I mean, and that's what everyone continues to kind of hammer home, but it just seems so far away.
Well, but even then, like if in a year from now you have two top three picks or two top five picks or two top 10 picks, the trade's a massive success, especially if Mason Graham is a good playable rookie. Right?
Yeah.
Even if the quarterback plan goes, you know what's up. So I'm actually really surprised at the overwhelming amount of criticism for the Browns quarterback plan, as if there was a lot better they could do than Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, and two mid-round quarterbacks.
Yeah, the way I look at it is at a minimum, they're at least getting Stefanski work with some quarterbacks, some young quarterbacks, and you can see what he can do there. Like, at a minimum, I think that's worth its weight in gold.
216-474-0092. Is the Browns quarterback plan forcing it or not forcing it? Which one of those two extremes is it closer to? Aditi Kinkabwala went off yesterday on this. And then she even kind of commented on the soundness of the Pittsburgh quarterback plan.
Yeah. She liked it because just taking Will Howard meant they just took one stab at it.
Well, but what was weird about that was like, I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be a much better quarterback this year than Joe Flacco. They're both 40, and he might be quarterback hunting again next year. And so, she even mentioned...
And Mason Rudolph is less of anything than Kenny Pickett is. They're in the same boat.
And she even mentioned, like, I think... I don't know if she mentioned this. I think there's been a lot of speculation that Pittsburgh wants to go all in next year to draft a quarterback. And it's like, yeah, but you're going to be doing so with potentially a mid-round pick.
Which was one of the fears that we would have. If Joe Flacco came in and won enough games, you'd be picking from the mid-rounds, and that's not great.
Is the Browns quarterback plan closer to forcing it or not forcing it? And some are saying that the Falcons defensive coordinator, young kid who took the Shedeur Sanders phone number, made the prank, that he's getting off easy in this. There's a simple solution, according to one of our very own favorites. That's coming up in 5 minutes in Quick Hits on 92.3 The Fan.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.